Chris Bond. Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's a scintillating, it's a stupefying, it's a splendido, crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against one another in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight came to work with a sleeping bag today, and he's getting out of here early because he's going straight up to Navan to camp in the Park Talton dressing rooms this weekend. There's no way Andy McEntee won't give him a jersey for the game if he's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and already there in the dressing room come Sunday. Give it up for the Meath hillbilly, Tommy Rooney.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back.
How are you?
You were cycling the Greenway.
I was. Had my championship prepping.
Was that a freebie?
No, it wasn't actually.
To pay for that? Because you were doing a lot of free advertising.
No, it wasn't.
What sort of free advertising was he doing?
Just, you know, showing the beauty of Waterford.
That was Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Oh, I thought you were like the other Greenway, the real one, out west. Like.
No, I haven't done that one yet. That's on the list.
That's
for
next week's romantic trip. Yeah.
But just, no, it's not next week, it'll be the summertime. But I just want to give a shout out to the Meath and Cavan County Board. Not a shout out, a bit of advice. There's a railway that goes from my house to Dublin, and it's like empty. It's been shut down for 15, 16 years. Turn it into a Greenway. Let us cycle to Dublin.
Why are you telling the Meath and Cavan County Boards?
Not county board, the county council.
Oh,
exactly. Blame the county boards.
I want to hear more about this free advertising or whatever you're trying to suggest there. Are you suggesting that Tommy's an influencer?
That's what I'm just wondering.
I don't know if I'm
it's
that
like
yet.
Romantic getaways for young couples.
That could work. There could be a podcast on that.
I'm just saying.
Have you seen much
of the opportunity there?
Yeah, maybe. That could work.
In the middle seat, who you may already know, is a man who cried his eyes out last Sunday when he saw the green and red of Mayo being sang in unison by his fellow county people in Times Square. He wasn't feeling sentimental or proud or anything, he was just really, really sad because it reminded him of the massive gravy train junket that he missed out on after being ruthlessly cut from David Brady's travelling party. Give it up for the Beast of Ballyhonus, Nathan Nate Dogg Murphy.
It's a fact.
What happened?
It's David Brady.
You and your corporate suit today.
Well, after not winning the crappy quiz last week, I thought I needed to up my game, take it seriously, FA Cup final day type approach.
It's good you dress up for us. What did happen? Have you been speaking to David about this?
No.
I thought you got a text saying, where are you?
Oh, essentially, yeah. Where are you? I'm like,
what's that?
I'm at the Emirates. Oh, the gig's starting soon. I was impressed that Kilbane did manage to turn up.
He was at the gig.
He was at the gig.
Who else was at this gig?
David Brady.
Did David Brady MC it?
No, Michael Conroy. Some lad. I saw photos. I didn't recognise him. Some Mayo GA banter page. That's right. Who they replaced me with.
You got ditched for an influencer.
Essentially.
You need to up your Instagram.
Mayo's version of Buff Egan or something like that.
Oh. You are Mayo's version of Buff Egan, no? Our final contestant tonight is picking up a new car tomorrow.
That's the Buff. No offence to Buff.
Well, exactly. I'm apologising to Buff Egan. Kerry, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah,
he just like Kerry.
No, he likes Claire.
She hasn't seen Buff in a while.
Our final contestant tonight is picking up a new car tomorrow. So alongside his Dublin 5-in-a-row champions car, he's got a fresh new Liverpool Champions League winners 2019 vehicle parked beside us. His friends have asked him if he's not tempting fate. He said, lads, it's Tottenham. Give it up for Phil the Power Egan.
I did not say that.
You did, I heard you.
Yeah. Lads, it's Tottenham. Anything could happen.
Are you getting a new car?
I wouldn't say new now.
Is it a freebie?
No.
Constantly concerned other people are getting freebies.
Yeah. I know, I've noticed that, but no, definitely not. No.
What sort of car are you going for?
What sort of car does Phil Egan drive?
What sort of freebie are you looking for?
Well, a car for starters.
Okay. What kind of. What are you?
Golf.
I was going to say golf.
Peugeot. Yeah.
Like JP.
You have to remember now, I wouldn't be driving long.
Phil's Peugeot.
You wouldn't be driving long.
No. Sure, I only did my test there a while ago.
I have to say, it is the one thing country people, I think, find bizarre when you move to Dublin, that nobody can drive.
You don't need to, though.
That's true.
You do.
So well looked after. The logistics.
Great public transport here.
Just for your own personal self-esteem.
I know, it's a life skill. It's a life skill.
You should be able to drive.
Yeah.
What do you make
overrated.
Of that, Tommy?
Overrated.
Can you not drive?
Not yet. Well, I can drive. I can absolutely drive. I just haven't got around to it yet.
How many tests have you done?
One.
When have you one come
I haven't rescheduled it yet.
Does that mean you need a proper adult in the car with you when you're driving?
That means I can't drive until I get my license.
At all?
No.
Well, unless you can't get insured. With L plates.
Oh yeah, I haven't got that sorted though.
Wow.
How did you get to the Greenway then?
Schaefer drove.
She got her license.
Oh yeah, years.
She's from the country. Yeah.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Can you drive?
Yes.
Only past 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I said nothing about it because
he learned from me.
I would have got absolutely destroyed. Somebody would have actually gone out done.
And did the driving test instructor guy recognize you?
No, why would he?
Did you say I won't be needing any more Ubers?
it was prior to the old
first
Uber
time.
Fiasco.
You're lucky.
First time.
Yeah.
One for one. 100% record.
Like well done, boys.
One and done.
Nice one. We should do like a driving podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
I actually don't know anything about cars, though, so that would be...
Neither do I.
Me both.
As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with four questions each. After four rounds of the trivia equivalent of taking every game as it comes, that is the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on iTunes or Podcast Addict or offtheball.com or whatever you use. You can give us 5 out of 5, even if that doesn't represent your actual opinion, and send any questions you have, please, to... via a postcard, if you can, to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round 1 is the boring questions round, and it is never multiple choice. Conveniently, this week's boring questions round is a continuation of last week's questions sent in by Gavin Riley, presenter of News Talks on the Record, Sunday mornings from 11 o'clock. Because, let's face it, I'm too lazy to write these questions, so thank you for this, Gavin. Question 1 for you, Tommy. Who were the last team not named Kerry or Cork to win the Munster Football Championship? Bonus point, if you can tell me the year.
These were good questions last week.
We got them all, but there were you had to think about it.
I am surprised.
No, you didn't get yours right. Clare 92.
Correct, and a bonus.
Thank you.
I'll wait till after I get my question to make my comment.
Okay. Nathan, who were the last team not named Bayern Munich or Borussia Dortmund to win the Bundesliga? Bonus point if you can tell me the year.
Not happy.
That's a good question.
Tell me the season.
That is a good question. Who are we looking at here, Phil? Bayer Leverkusen.
You do like this question, don't you?
Wolfsburg.
Making you think.
Wolfsburg. Something's in my head. Wolfsburg. Who else do we? Wouldn't have been Hertha Berlin or anyone like that. Frankfurt?
No. We're going to need an answer, Nathan.
I'm going to go Wolfsburg.
Correct. Give me the year.
2011.
11-12.
11-12. Nah, 2008-2009. I was
going to go 9. Who was on that Wolfsburg team? Was it Dzeko and De Bruyne? No, hardly. De Bruyne wouldn't have been on.
Oh, no.
Who would have been on? Dzeko.
I was about to say that Gavin's questions were far easier than I would have expected from a man of his nerdiness.
Well, that's a big slice to Gavin Riley there. He's going to have to try a bit harder next time. Question 1 for you, Phil.
A bit harsh.
Who were the last team not named Real Madrid?
He's going easy on us. Which is fair enough.
It's probably more of a representation of us rather than a representation of him, to be quite honest. Phil, who were the last team not named Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, or Barcelona to win La Liga? Bonus point if you can tell me the year.
Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, was it 04?
Rafa.
What season?
04. No, it couldn't have been 04.
I need the season.
I'm going to say. So Rafa went to the Liverpool. I'm going to say 02, 03.
It was 03, 04.
How did you not hear Owen giving you the hint there? Because you said 04 and he said what season, so it was either 03, 04 or 04, 05.
Good point.
Sorry, Tommy.
You've got to take the hints when they're given, Phil.
You missed the boat there, Phil.
It is currently Tommy 2, Nathan 1, Phil 1 after round 1. Now it's time for round 2, and in true sporting comeback fashion, the sporting comeback round is making a comeback. JP wrote these. That's right, just like Backstreet, it's back. Given the Lazarus Jobs performed by Spurs and Liverpool, we're going to test your knowledge of sporting events where a player or a team come back from the dead.
Can I pause this for our online viewers? Can JP come into the studio for 1 minute?
Yes, please.
Just come in for 1 minute, please.
JP, show us off the blazer.
For 1 minute.
He's got this snazzy blue Zara blazer.
Did you just buy that snazzy blue Zara blazer yesterday? It's weird, because remember JP got like a number one hit many years ago?
It's
what were you
singing?
I believe.
You got it on screen.
Come on, John.
And you were wearing the same thing. Were you not wearing the same thing? You were. He loves a little baby blue blazer, doesn't he?
We need to do a deep dive on this
number
one hit as well. Yeah, was that a freebie as well?
He went out and bought it yesterday.
Uh, So the sporting comeback rounds, Tommy. In 1996, your beloved Meath trailed Mayo by 6 points in the All-Ireland final, only to come back and secure themselves a replay in which they also, at one point, trailed Mayo by 6 points. Two goals secured Sam for Sean Boylan's team, but can you name the two goal scorers?
96. This should be top of my head.
What age were you, Tommy?
3.
This should be top of my head.
Yeah, but come on.
He's got the VHS.
96. It's hardly too young for him. Tommy Dowd.
Correct. What's the other one?
There's no way it could have been two former Meath Hill managers.
What's he suggesting?
Any mention?
What is his?
I have no idea.
Just wants to get a mention in for Meath Hill. He's on a...
Let me see. Tommy Dowd.
I'll give you a point each is what JP is saying.
Tommy Dowd.
TikTok, TikTok.
96.
I need another
like
one.
Too early for
I need another one.
Ollie Murphy.
No.
Trevor.
I'll give you a point though. Good answer. Question for you, Nathan. In the 2012 Ryder Cup, the European team achieved the miracle at Medina by overturning a 10-6 deficit in the Sunday singles matches.
Here.
Can you name all 8 of the European players who won their matches on that fabled Sunday?
Ah, here.
That is.
Come on.
You don't get a point each, by the
Come
way.
Come on.
Wow.
Who set this question?
JP.
JP.
This is a ridiculous question.
Shut up, Blazer, again.
Justin Rose.
Correct.
Rory McIlroy.
Correct.
Luke Donald.
Correct.
Sergio Garcia.
Correct.
There's 4.
Ian Poulter.
Correct.
Ooh.
This is getting dramatic.
I'm just trying to think of the ones who didn't win points. So 8-1.
Yeah.
Francesco Molinari took a half with Tiger, didn't he?
Very sporting, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's 5.
No half points in this question, though.
8. Ah, come on. And I can't get one wrong. GMAC.
No.
I'm sure we all get one wrong. Lee Westwood.
Yeah. Okay, you get
Lee
one
Westwood.
Wrong. Lee Westwood.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he get 2 points for this?
No, 1.
What? So he gets 2 points for naming Meath goal scorers.
I gotta say,
that's
ridiculous.
And I have to name 8 players.
That's a joke.
He was 3 and it was 23 years ago.
I know, but
this
I just didn't know it like I'm a Meath
7 years ago.
Paul Lowry.
Yes, one more.
Oh ho ho.
Paul Lowry, it was the most obvious. JP is saying in my ear.
Paul Lowry. Hold that from the edge of the green, didn't he?
Monday dog.
I'm
rooting for you, man.
Let me think. Did Paul Casey play that year? Just trying to go around. So Francesco Molinari did not. Who were the other players? Harrington played that year? Or was he a vice captain?
Well, you told my ear to Tommy and Phil know.
Tommy and Phil know.
Yeah, it'd be pretty embarrassing if you got like
I lip read JP saying.
As a Golf Weekly presenter. I'll get this right now.
Sorry, I'm just trying to
know, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he said already.
Ian Poulter,
Westwood. Why?
That's good.
What is the event today? Why are you looking so snazzy?
Some sort of lunch.
All right, nice.
Free lunch, is it?
We didn't get invited. It's a free lunch.
We got 5 seconds before we got to wrap up here.
Give me
a golfer.
Paul Casey.
No, Martin Kaymer.
Shit. Kaymer. Ah, I was going around Europe trying to think of it.
Phil.
Play.
Yeah, move on to Phil's question here. Come on, we spent enough time on this.
Casey, did he play in 2012?
JP's thinking outside. JP thinks no, he didn't. Anyway, Phil. After a decade out of the ring, George Foreman returned to boxing in 1987. He had a number of title fights before once again becoming world champ in 1994 at the age of 45. Who did he beat in that title-winning fight?
I have a breeze.
Do you want to take
but
a guess?
Also, how does he only have to name one person and I have to name 8 from 7 years ago?
I'm going to pull in Marcelo Bielsa here and give that point back.
Also, my memory of that day
right.
is...
Fair play. I'm going to... Bit of fair play here, lads.
What do you reckon? Are you going to accept Tommy's
return? I feel like my whole quiz here has been undermined. I'm the defending champion. I don't
feel
want
as
the
I can't
point.
Remember the miracle in Medina. Grant. Is that not the day that Mayo lost the All-Ireland final to Donegal?
I think it might have been.
Yeah. It wasn't. No, no. It wasn't. Because I was working the day after.
Or was the hurling final?
Were you on Hollis?
No. Anyway, I'm going to need an answer for this question.
Like Michael Moore.
Yes! What an answer, out of nowhere.
Oh, damn it, I shouldn't have given that point back, should I?
This is some love.
I've been told that we're not accepting your return of points, Tommy. So it's,
okay, try.
It's 3-1-2. Phil's on 2, Nathan, you're on 1. Round 3 is the multiple...
Best answer so far.
Is the multiple discipline sports round.
Right.
This round will honour off-the-balls resident triathletes. fair play. It says on my script...
I got roped into it there during the week.
Did you? Yeah. Well, fair play to you.
Hold on a second, lads. Let's stop all this triathlete Shukra. You're not actually doing a triathlon. You're doing a leg of a triathlon.
That's doing a triathlon.
No, you're not doing a triathlon. You're doing a leg of a triathlon. What are you doing? Are you swimming?
No, I'm cycling.
You're cycling.
But I don't have a bike.
You don't have a bike.
So therefore, that makes it really difficult.
He's basically running with a bike.
You aren't doing triathlons.
We are doing the Try for Pieta triathlon next month. It says in my script.
Fair play.
It's to raise money for Pieta House, and it is happening with the support of BMW and Triathlon Ireland, who are behind the BMW Triathlon National Series. In this round, we'll test your knowledge of multiple discipline sports.
See, we love BMW and charity, Tommy. We're supporting charity here. What are you doing?
Why aren't you getting involved with it?
Oh, because probably there's another romantic weekend away planned.
Potentially.
Can't do it.
Where are you going to go? It's on in Dunmore East. It's actually a nice romantic place.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot.
Just come along.
What do I get to do? Like a kilometre or something? How many people have you got doing this triathlon now?
I think we should throw Tommy in the sea and see how he gets on.
I don't like swimming in the sea.
JP knows. JP, you've been down to Dunmore East obviously a few times. JP, romantic getaways as well. Question three for you, Tommy. In which multiple discipline sport would you adopt a prone position, a standing position, and use two poles?
Give it to me one more time.
In which sport would you adopt a prone position, a standing position, and use two poles?
Pole vaulting.
No, we use one
pole vaulting.
Try having a clue, lads.
Multiple discipline. Biathlon, Tommy. Biathlon.
Oh, damn, I wasn't really thinking.
Nathan, in which modern pentathlon sport would you wear breeches?
The horse riding part of it?
No, fencing.
Yeah, the horse riding.
Is that jousting?
That would be brilliant. That should be part of it.
Question three for you, Phil.
Too much Game of Thrones.
I know that Phil knows the answer to this question already because he was speaking about this very thing on the show the other day. Can you name the British brothers who have won multiple Olympic and World Championship medals in the triathlon over the last decade? We bonus points for each of their first names.
Alistair.
Yeah.
And Johnny. Jonathan.
Jonathan who?
Jonathan.
Oh.
Here, what is with the random bonus points for knowing the obvious answer?
Blame JP. JP and Gavin Riley have very liberal.
I get 7 out of 8 correct and I don't get 1 point.
It's the way the world works.
I tried to give my point back.
No, you need a perfect answer. That's because you're taking a half day today, I've been told.
So
it's punishment from on high, says JP. Round 4 is the fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right in this particular round. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points, and the second closest gets 1 point. Again, I'm going to have to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and I'm going to have to ask for your pens as well once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give me the following number. The number of goals scored by Lionel Messi in this season's Champions League, plus the number of Heineken Champions Cup/Heineken Cups won by Leinster in their history.
Plus say that again?
The number of European Cups won by Leinster.
Champions Cups.
Champions Cups or Heineken Cups. The number of counties that have won a Leinster Senior Football Championship title this century. Plus the number of points Liverpool currently sit on in the Premier League. Your time starts with Frank Sinatra by Shiny Beads. I forgot that it wasn't the rapid fire round. So what have we got here? We've got the number of goals scored by Lionel Messi in this season's Champions League, the number of European medals won by Leinster, the number of counties that have won a Leinster Senior Football Championship, not named Dublin this century, and Liverpool. How many points has
we got? Whoa, okay. Not named Dublin.
Right. Sorry. Yes, including Dublin.
Including Dublin.
It changes everything.
That's a mighty one.
Pens up. What have you got? Nathan, pens down. Pens down.
Phil. Whoa, disqualification.
Phil. Yeah, lad.
Whoa. Hey. If you can't count, that's not our problem. Buddy, what's your answer?
Sorry, I think we go to Tommy first, don't we?
Tommy, I need to see the
number on your... Phil, what do you got? What do you got written down there, Phil?
That's what I was going to do.
Then your answer doesn't count, man.
Pick one of the numbers.
I've got, it's 98 for 107 I have.
It's 107 written on the paper.
No, 94 plus 4 plus 4 plus 5.
He's got 94. 94 is his answer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, okay, 4 is his answer.
Do you want to go with 94? Let's go with 94.
I want to go with 107.
You can't, buddy. You didn't write it down.
Okay, let's go with 107 grand. Nathan, what have you got?
110.
110? What have you gone for?
111.
You get the point, it's 115.
Get in there. How did that happen?
Right, let's go.
How many
go.
Goals did he get?
Hmm? I've eight.
Tommy gets 2 points. So the number of goals scored by Messi this season in
eight.
The Champions League.
I've eight.
I get one.
What's the answer?
Yeah, you get one.
Okay.
Just to go through these, how many goals has Lionel Messi
eight.
Scored? No, 12. The number of Heineken Cups won
four.
By Leinster?
Four,
correct. The number of counties that have won Leinster?
Five.
Dublin, Kildare, Meath, Westmeath, Laois. The number of points Liverpool are currently on in the Premier League?
94.
There we go.
So, Tommy, you get 2 points for that. Nathan, you get 1 point.
I underestimated Lionel Messi there.
Yeah.
Well, it's 5-5-2 currently.
Quiet there the other night, so that's probably why. Yeah.
Nathan trailing behind here as we go into the rapid fire rounds.
What's
the score? 5-5-2. Our winner tonight is going to be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Tommy Weasels from the Tommy Rooneys.
Wait a second. Who's on five?
You.
Who else is on five?
Phil.
How is Phil on five?
Because I got
5 points.
Because
he got 1 point, then 1 point. Oh, sorry, four. He's on four.
Yeah.
I got 1 point. I was second closest.
Phil wanted a bonus point.
Look.
Yeah.
5-4-3. I'm 5-4-3 then.
Two. No, I gave you that one. You've only got 1 point up until the numbers.
Yeah.
Get that first question. Off.
Okay, so I'm going first.
Yeah, the no team in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to have to start with the person with the highest number of points. That's you, Tommy. Then on to the person in second. That's you, Phil. And then on to the person in last. That's you, Nathan. If you get a question correct, I will ask another question and keep asking questions until you get one wrong. Once you get a question wrong, I move on to the next person, and your incorrect answer also means the deduction of 1 point. Tommy, you're up first. Your time starts with O'Brien O'Driscoll. Yeah, the ruck will be a shit show.
Yeah, the ruck will be a shit show.
Who won the USPGA Championship last year?
Speed.
No, Brooks Koepka. True or false, Phil? New York have never won a championship match.
True.
Correct. Which player won the 1,200th game of their tennis career yesterday?
Rapping it all.
No, Roger Federer. Michael Conlon has been criticised for using which song for his ring walk, Nathan?
Oh, not a clue.
Celtic Symphony. Who is the head coach of Ireland's under-17 football team, Tommy? Correct. Where is the final Old Firm game of the season taking place this Saturday? Sunday.
The final Old Firm game of the season?
Yeah.
Celtic Park?
No, Ibrox. Which former quarterback is playing the AT&T Byron Nelson tournament? Correct. Bart Gatland is expected to lead the next line series against which country?
South Africa.
I started, so I'll finish. Who have Manchester United named as their player of the year?
Luke Shaw.
Oh, no!
What have we got? Phil wins.
How
Phil wins. Phil does it. His first ever win in the Champions League.
We're going to go out for cake together.
7-4-1 is finished. Nathan Murphy, 2 tank jobs, 2 weeks in a row.
I bottled that.
What?
Yeah, you bottled it as well.
Tank jobs?
Tank jobs. You've tanked in the last two crappy quizzes after winning 10 in a row or something.
I think if we actually listen back to that quiz, I got more correct answers than anybody else.
Sure, look at
the nonsensical nature of the...
As the man says...
...awarding of points.
Where are you?
Absolutely screwed me over.
Jack Davis and Johnny Ward are, I guess, on Friday Night Racing. It's coming up in the next hour.